Okay, and that was two young men met on at this corner store was there at the time, 22 years ago, and they said they were separated. One was 18 and one was 20. And they said they would meet back there 20 years from that date and that time. So then up came a policeman, and he asked the man what was he doing and so forth and so on. So he had a cigar. He lit a cigar. So then the police said, okay, I'll see you later. And the guy, Jimmy, I believe, walked away. And then the man lit a cigar. Okay, man lit a cigar. And so then they looked at each other. There was a man across the street, and they lit a cigar, and then they looked at each other. So then they said, you are not Jimmy's eyes take them about. And so, oh, you have changed. One was in Chicago and one was in New York. And one had a job, a position in a department. And they talked and said, oh, Jimmy, I think. You're not Jimmy. And he said, old age doesn't change your nose and something, he said. And as they talked, then one of them said that was how he had it that he had something for his arrest, and that was about the end of it.
Any more? Is that it?
I think that's the highlights of it.
Okay, that's great. And now, next I want you to tell me a story. Take your time.
Is it something similar to that one?
No, just anything you want. It could be a childhood experience. But if you could tell me a story that has at least two characters besides yourself, I think you could.
Okay. As I was growing up, I was living in another state, and so I felt as though that I couldn't do what I wanted to do there. They wouldn't let me do what I wanted to do. So I wanted to make a different kind of life. Something I wanted to do. I wanted to get my family. I wanted to do a certain job. So I couldn't do it where I was, so I left there. So my buddy and I came here. So once we got here, he got a job at a restaurant, so I got a job driving truck. That's what I wanted to do. And so that truck wasn't big enough for me, so I wanted a big truck. My father drove truck, my brother drove trucks, so I wanted to drive a big truck, tractor trailer. So I was here for a few years there. And I wanted to play baseball also, but I was here for a few years, then the opportunity came. And this guy said, let's go fill out an application at the post office, which he was working every Christmas. So this was my first Christmas, so we went down and filled out the application. I forgot about it. And got a phone call, the man said, come down and take the test. And at the post office, so I took the test. He said, hey, come back and fill out the application. Do it like you're supposed to. So I did. And I said, no, I had a job. And I stayed there until I retired. So I got my family here. And I tried to get them everything they needed. Not what they wanted, but what they needed. All the education I could probably pay for them to get. So they did all that. So I said, well, when I get a certain age, I can retire. It happened just like that. And that's what I had planned when I was a little kid. You were sitting back and watching it, and this is what I wanted to do. And that's exactly what I did. I'm happy about it, to be honest.
Okay. Great. Is that the end of the story?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a short story.
Okay.
And when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the story. It's very, very short. Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. That's it.
Okay.
I heard that story.
They went to this, went grocery shopping and lost her wallet before she got there, pocket before she got there. And she had gotten the groceries, but didn't know she had lost it. And she put the groceries back, then she went home. When she got home, then a little girl called and said she had found her wallet. And that was it.
Okay. Try to remember that story, because at the very end, I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again.
Okay.
Now I'm going to run you through some memory exercises, if that's okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say some numbers to you, and I just want you to repeat it back to me.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
7286.
4273.
7132549 68.
Okay, this time I'm going to give you some numbers, and instead of just repeating them, I want you to tell it to me backwards.
Okay.
For example, 24 backwards is.
Okay. All right.
Okay. 24.
42.
58.
85.
629.
926.
415.
514.
3279.
9723.
41968.
68491. I think that's wrong. I think that's wrong.
Okay. 15286.
86251.
61843.
6183.
7241856.
6584 7. Okay, that's wrong. I know that's wrong. 7438 5 6 7 4 3 8 5 6 7 4 3 8 5 6 7 4 3 8 5 6 7 4 3 8 5 6 5 8 4 7 3.
Oops. Almost. Okay, one more. One. Let's see how you're doing this one. 8129365.
Repeat that again.
8129365.
2-8-1.
Say it again. Is it 965? 965-281. Almost. <laughs> That's seven numbers. Okay. That's incredible. But most people can't get past three. Okay. Okay, this is another exercise, and I'm going to, you know, use my watch on this one. These are categories. And what I want you to do is give me as many names of items as you can think of. And I want to try to get you to at least to a minute for each item. For example, if I said, you know, name as many states as you can, you would say Idaho, California, New York, okay, etc. So that's just any state. Well, no, that's just an example.
Okay, I just say any state.
Well, no, that's not states. That's just an example.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
The first one is some foods. Name as many foods as you can. Anything that you can eat. And whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go.
Steak, chicken, fish, greens, collard greens, turnip greens, cabbage, tomatoes, lettuce, hot dog, rice, macaroni and cheese, pasta, hot dog, I said hot dogs, hamburgers, lobster, shrimp, eggs, grits, hot cakes, milk, sausage, bacon,
if you run out, you can just stop.
Okay, well, that's about it.
Okay, the next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can. And when you're ready, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Is it horses, cows, sheep, hogs, monkeys, elephants, giraffes, giraffes, dogs, cats, raccoons, opossums, rabbits, squirrels, I said hogs, I think I said that already. Hippopotamus, giraffes, I said that. Kangaroos, I said dogs, cats.
You ran out of the animals. Okay. The last category is kitchen items. Anything that you find in your kitchen. And when you're ready, let me know.
Pots, pans, knives, forks, spoons, pen, what's called the pen thing, I don't know, pen wheel. See, a lot of these things, I don't know their names. Spatulas. That thing you do, pick up stuff. Well, forgot that name. I know the name, but I forgot about that name. Potato things, the potatoes will. I know lots of, but I can't think of the real names of
them.
Not right over here. Not
okay, that's good.
All right. I'm a real good cook, but I just can't think of the name right now.
That's fine. Now this one. Do you see this first line? Start from there and read it off as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, and purple.
Great. That's the task. So that's just a practice to orient you to what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I want you to start here and read across as fast as you can. And let me get my stopwatch and time it. And when I say go ahead and start. Okay, and start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Start here and name the colors of the circle as fast as you can. Out loud. See, I just made the colors.
Yeah, but
the color circle.
You want to? I can start anytime.
Yeah.
Okay. Gray, blue, black. Orange.
Okay.
I think that's orange. I don't know.
Yeah, it's orange. The colors didn't come up right. But that's what I want you to do. Start here and go across and name the colors of a circle as fast as you can. And when you're ready, I want you to turn. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? And
yeah. Yeah. Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, orange, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great.
I guess that red. Isn't it red?
It's red. Okay, finally, this is going to be tricky. Okay, see this last line? Instead of telling me the word, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
That's just for practice.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Green, uh-huh. Black, gray, yellow. I mean, yeah.
Gray and
blue.
Yeah, that's the task. Okay, so that's what I want you to do. Start here and go across as fast as you can. Just name the color that the word is printed.
Okay, just tell them.
Okay, and when you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Red, blue, yellow. Oh, wait a minute.
Start over again.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You want the color of it, right?
Yeah, don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is printed in. So that
okay. Blue,
right.
Red, yellow, green, green. Is that green?
That's not. What is that?
Is that green?
No, it's yellow. It looks green.
It looks green. Let me start over again. Let me start over again.
Okay.
Blue, red, yellow. Blue, red, green, 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 red, red, blue, green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, red, green, red, blue, yellow, and red.
Great. Yeah, that's always tricky. Because you want to just read the word, but you never. So it takes more time. Okay, remember that story that I asked you to remember about the lady?
She went to the shop for groceries, and she lost her pocket on the way there. She went in to get the shopping. She didn't know she had lost her, get the shopping. And she found she had lost her wallet. She put the groceries back, went home, and the lady called her and told her she had found her wallet.
Oh, okay. That's it. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No. No.
Actually, your memory is quite good. Short-term memory, working memory. This is the payment form. And you get a copy of this, and I'll turn the other end to the university on Monday.
Okay.
So that you can pay. The turnaround time is anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks. If you run into a problem, and you won't. But I'm going to highlight Laverne's name. She's accounting for the project, and she handles everything. So if you have any questions, you can call her. And I'll put my phone number below that. Thank you.